Hello and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for pretty much everything Avalanche, and I'm your host, Jay Veen. In this show, I'll break down all the games since my last show. I'll tell you how you know when your favorite NHL team is really on a roll. I'll let you know which Avs Northwest Division foe is now gone from the conference, and I'll ask a particular Avs reporter slash beat writer to leave a particular Avs player alone. Those topics and much, much more coming up in episode number 48 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. Stick around, I'll be right back. Hello, Avalanche fans, and welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for everything Avalanche, and I'm your host, Jay Veen. I appreciate your time. It's been a couple weeks. The Avs really haven't played that often. I've only got 7 games to cover for you. But I'll catch you up on everything Avalanche. Well, everything that I care about Avalanche, at least. And we'll just kind of go from there. So thank you again for your time, those of you that are tuning in again. And those of you that are new, I hope you enjoy the show. If you're a true Avalanche fan, I know you will. And let's go ahead and get going. I got a little cold, so I'll battle through that. The show must go on. Jersey number 48 is for the Avalanche. This is episode number 48, by the way, for those of you that have listened before playing along. Kyle Komiski was 148 in the Avalanche's history. He's played in a couple previous seasons for the Avs, 53 games played, a goal and 6 assists coming into the season. He's got a few more of each, looking pretty good. One of the better skaters on the team, for those of you that watch them all the time, like the Avs faithful do. Changed to jersey number 10 this year, and there you go. That's one of them, but this will be the Scott Young edition of the show. 153 games played for the Avalanche in his career, 39 goals, 58 assists, and in the playoffs he played in 39 games, 14 assists for 21 points in the playoffs, and some huge goals during the 96 playoff run. So this will be the Scott Young edition of the Avs Hockey Podcast, your home for pretty much everything Avalanche. And thanks again for joining me. Let's go ahead and get into the games. Game number 47 for the Avalanche, Monday, January 11th at Calgary against the Flames. The Avalanche win this one in a shootout. Great game. 3 fights in the first 3 minutes and 47 seconds. Robin Regier and Chris Stewart at 20 seconds. David Krejci and Brian McGrattan with a little rematch from the game before against the Flames at 3:42. And then Cody McLeod and Brandon Prust at 3:47. A very physical game. This game had a little bit of everything. Rene Bourque scored his 17th of the year in the first period at 15:24 to give the Flames a 1-0 lead. In the second period at 3:59, Dustin Boyd scored his 6th of the season to give the Flames a 2-0 lead. Looking kind of bleak for our Avs then, but as they've done so far this season, they battle back. 13:16, Paul Stastny, his 10th of the year on the power play from John Michael Isles and Milan Hayduk. And then 3 minutes and 1 second later, Chris Stewart is 14th from Paul Stastny and Wojciech Wolski at 16:17. The Avalanche tied up a 2 going into the third. In the third period and overtime, no scoring. Some great penalty kills by the Avalanche late in regulation into overtime, including a 5-on-3. So good work by those guys. Goals by Milan Hayduk and the clincher by Chris Stewart earned the Avalanche the extra point in the shootout. Craig Anderson, 44 saves on 46 Flames shots, including all 12 power play shots the Calgary Flames attempted. And Meeker Kiprusoff for the Flames, 19 saves on 21 shots. Chris Stewart, I love this line, and you'll hear lines like this probably for the rest of his career if he keeps getting better. A goal, 3 shots, and 5 penalty minutes. And Paul Stastny, goal assist and 3 shots. Nigel Dawes for the Flames, an assist and 5 shots. Ole Jokinen for the Flames, 7 shots. And Rene Bourque, goal and 4 shots. Always seems to play well against the Avalanche, but he's having a good year, so he seems to play well against everybody. And on Monday, January 11th, the Avalanche beat the Calgary Flames at the Pengrove Saddle Dome 3-2 in the shootout. Game number 48 for the Avalanche, Saturday, January 16th against the New Jersey Devils at Pepsi Center. And the Avalanche win this one 3-1. 2:24 in the game, David Krejci and Andrew Peters get into a fight, couple huge heavyweights. David Krejci's earned a little respect back from us Avalanche fans lately. He's been looking pretty good, and it's good to see him, earn his weight in fights, I guess. I guess you can say that. He's a big heavyweight. Scoring started at 3:17. Chris Stewart scores his 15th from Paul Stastny and Wojciech Wolski, beats Martin Brodeur to give the Avalanche a lead. And then at 18:32 of the first period, TJ Gagliardi scores his 6th of the season from John Michael Isles and Matt Duchene, a rare goal that Marty Brodeur saw coming at him and wasn't able to stop. He got a pretty good chunk of it, but not enough. And the Avalanche take a 2-0 lead going into the second period. In the second period, there was no scoring, but there were some highlights, Ryan Wilson had hit Patrick Eliash at 38 seconds and pretty much knocked him out. Eliash was down for about 5 minutes, left the ice on the stretcher. Good news, he was okay after that. I don't know if he's back yet. I don't watch enough of the Eastern Conference, but that looked kind of bleak there. I'm glad he's okay. And then at 3:44, they do the hockey thing. Mark Frazier and Ryan Wilson get into a fight, and that was the end of that. So it's good to kind of get that out of the way and then move on with the rest of the night. Or actually, it was the afternoon. But Coach Jacques Lemaire said this hit was partly Patrick Eliash's fault for having his head down. So a little hockey for you in the second period. No scoring, though. And then in the third period, Rob Niedermeyer scores his sixth at 1:55 in the third. And then Wojtek Wolski at 19:47 scores the empty netter from Chris Stewart and Scott Hannon. And the Avalanche win this one 3-1. The Avalanche were outshot in the second period 14-8. And then in the third period, they were outshot 15-6. So it was good for them to hang on to that. Martin Brodeur for the Devils, pretty much timeless. 25 saves on 27 shots. And my note here is that he just shows no sign of slowing down anytime soon. I was watching him very closely. I got a good buddy, my man Garrett Knapp from Wilmington, North Carolina, who used to live here with me in Denver, one of my best friends. And I was watching Marty for him really closely, and he just wastes no energy during the game. He's always a treat to watch in person, and a huge crowd there, not only to watch the Devils and Martin Brodeur, but also honor Claude Lemieux, who was honored before the puck drop to begin the game. So that was cool too. Craig Anderson, 37 saves, 38 shots, including all 11 Devil power play shots. Zach Parise for the Devils, 6 shots. He was a -3 for the game though. Brian Ralston, who's never scared to shoot, he'll shoot from the locker room. 6 shots, and he was a -3 during the game. No, that was Parise. Sorry, Ralston had 7 shots during the game. Jamie Langenbrunner, who will be your captain for the USA Olympic hockey team within a couple weeks in the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, 4 shots, and Travis Zajac, 6 shots, and a -3 for the Devils. Wojtek Wolski, a goal and assist for the Avalanche, and Chris Stewart, a goal assist and 6 shots. Man, I love his lines, especially when they have the penalty minutes. Good stuff from Chris Stewart. The attendance for this game, 17,816. A lot of great energy in the building for a game that included everything. Some fights, big hits, 2 great goaltenders, a stretcher, honoring a stud before the game, and it was the best game I've seen in person for quite some time. So a lot of great action there, and a very entertaining game to watch. The Avalanche Saturday, January 16th, beat the Devils at Pepsi Center 3-1. Game number 49 for the Avalanche Monday, January 18th, against the Edmonton Oilers, and they win this one 6-0. The Avalanche scored 2 goals in each period to crush a struggling Oilers team who continues to struggle. In the first period, John Michael Lyle scores his 4th from Matt Duchene and Brett Clark at 12:09. And then at 15 minutes, Matt Duchene scores his 14th on the power play from Wojtek Wolski and John Michael Lyle. In the second period at 6:25, Chris Stewart his 16th from Kyle Quincy and Wojtek Wolski. And then at 18:13, Kyle Komisky scores his 5th from Paul Stastny and Wojtek Wolski. And the Avalanche take a 4-0 lead into the third period. And then Kyle Komisky scores his 6th of the season on the power play, his 2nd goal of the game from John Michael Lyles and Chris Stewart at 1:28. And Matt Duchene scores his 2nd of the game, his 15th of the year, from Brandon Yip and TJ Gagliardi at 5:47. The Avalanche take care of business in this one and beat the Oilers 6-0. Jeff DeLaurier for the Oilers, 28 saves on 34 Avalanche shots, and Craig Anderson, 24 saves for his 4th shutout of the season. Like I said, taking care of business. Attendance down in this one, 11,232. So I thought maybe the Avalanche fans were getting really excited and knowing that this team might be for real this season, but it obviously only lasted 1 game with the Devils game. Notables for your Avalanche: John Michael Lyles, a goal and 2 assists. Wojtek Wolski, 3 assists. Matt Duchene, 2 goals and assist and 5 shots. Kyle Komisky, 2 goals. And Chris Stewart again, a goal, assist, and 4 shots. So let me give you a little break. That's 3 games. I got 4 more for you. I've got all the news and notes since my last show. I've got upcoming games, and I'll ask a particular Avs beat writer / reporter to leave an Avalanche player alone. Stay tuned. I'll let you know all about it. Don't go anywhere. Fans, welcome back to episode number 48 of the Avs Hockey Podcast. It's your home for everything that I care about Avalanche. I'm your host, JV, and this is the Scott Young edition of the show. Scott Young, 96 Cup winner, jersey number 48, and some huge goals throughout his career for the Avalanche. So the Scott Young edition. All right, we're back to Game 50, Friday, January 22nd, against the Nashville Predators at Pepsi Center. The Avalanche win this one 2-1. They start the scoring at 13:46 of the first period. Matt Duchene scores his 16th of the season on a 5-on-3 power play. That was the 7th 5-on-3 power play goal for the Avalanche this season. And at that time, and I don't know if this has changed, I don't check the 5-on-3 power play stats very often, but that led the NHL. So good for them. Paul Stastny and John Michael Lyles on the assists, and the Avalanche take a 1-0 lead. At night, there was no more scoring in the first period, but there was a Wojciech Volski fight with Steve Sullivan at 19:23. Wojciech Volski took some liberties with Predators goaltender Pekka Rinne, and Steve Sullivan decided to take care of it himself. I wouldn't give Volski any style points for this, but the fans and the team seemed to like it a lot. So Wojciech Volski's first NHL fight seemed to get the crowd and their bench going. So Wojciech Volski needs to work on a style, like I said, but he'll be all right. In the second period, Brandon Yip scored his 6th of the season on the power play from Darcy Tucker and Ryan Stoa. That was Stoa's first NHL point. Congratulations to him. That was at 7:25, give the Avalanche a 2-0 lead. And at 8:47 of the second period, Cody Franzen scored his 5th of the season for the Predators, and that's as close as they got. The Avalanche win this one. No more scoring for the game, obviously. They win this one 2-1. Pekka Rinne for the Preds, 21 saves on 23 shots, and Craig Anderson, 29 saves on 30 Predator shots. Shea Weber for the Predators, 6 shots, always dependable from the blue line. And Matt Duchene for the Avalanche, a goal and 5 shots. Chris Stewart, 4 shots. The Predators took 10 penalties and gave the Avalanche 9 power play chances throughout this game. Not a very, disciplined approach for this game. That team only averages 9 power play penalty minutes a game. So the Avalanche took advantage of that a little bit, but they got the win. And this was the Avalanche's 5th straight win at the time, so good for them. On Friday, January 22nd, the Avalanche beat the Nashville Predators at Pepsi Center 2-1. All right, game 51 for the Avalanche Saturday, January 24th, against the Dallas Stars here at Pepsi Center. And the Avalanche win this one 4-0. Not here. I'm not at Pepsi Center right now, but here in Denver. Anyways, in the first period at 5:16, Brett Clark scored his 2nd of the season, a power play goal from Darcy Tucker and Brandon Yip to give the Avalanche a 1-0 lead. TJ Gagliardi then scored his 7th of the season, a shorthanded goal unassisted at 11:30, and the Avalanche take a 2-0 lead. In any period, really any game where you can score a power play goal and a shorthanded goal, you're going to give yourself a chance to win, and that's exactly what the Avalanche did. In the second period at 8:54, Chris Stewart scored his 17th of the year from Paul Stastny and Wojciech Volski. And this is how you can tell when your team's really on a roll. I can't remember which Avalanche player cleared the zone, but the linesman on the near side called it icing. You could actually hear him ice it, say icing, icing, icing. And as the puck's on its way down, it hits the other linesman who is trying to skate down to get the whistle. You can hear a Stars player with their profanity, which was kind of fun. But this is how you can tell things are really on your side, because after that puck hit, the linesman, it went right to Wojciech Volski, and then Volski gave it to Stastny, who gave it to Chris Stewart and scored. So that's how you can tell if you're struggling, I guess, if you're a Stars fan. But that's how you can tell your team's really on a roll if you're an Avalanche fan. So a fortuitous bounce for the Avalanche, and they take advantage. In the third period, Paul Stastny scores his 11th of the season on the power play from John Michael Lyles and Chris Stewart at 12:36, and the Avalanche win this one 4-0. Marty Turco, who continues to struggle against the Avalanche for whatever reason, 32 saves on 36 shots, and Craig Anderson, 27 saves, his 2nd shutout in 3 games, and his 5th shutout of the season for the Avalanche. Chris Stewart, a goal assist and 6 shots. There's that line I'm talking about. Man, I love that kid the more I watch him. How many times does he beat people around the corner? He's big, he's strong, he can skate a lot faster than anybody thinks, and he's been huge. It's hard to believe that he spent a couple games down in Lake Erie earlier in the season, because people didn't think he could quite hack it at the NHL level. But man, that kid's been money ever since he comes back. He provides grit, he parks himself in front of the net, and he's that power forward the Avalanche have been looking for a while. So Chris Stewart, welcome to the NHL, and we're looking forward to watching you grow. Anyways, Paul Stastny, a goal assist in 4 shots. The Avalanche's 6th straight win up to this point. a good win for them Sunday, January 24th against the Stars. They win that one 4-0, and they haven't won since, and they haven't actually had a lead since. So it seems like long ago when the Avalanche had a six-game win streak. It's never a bad thing, but it would be good for them to get back on track here soon. The next game for them was game number 52, Thursday, January 28th against the Minnesota Wild, and they lose this one at Pepsi Center 1-0. This was a perfect Minnesota Wild game. Not a whole lot of scoring, not a whole lot of back and forth. The Wild just wait for you to make a mistake or take advantage, or they take advantage when they get a chance, and that's exactly what they did at 15-11 of the third period. Martin Havlat scores his 11th of the season, and that was it for the scoring. Josh Harding's 29 saves for the Wild for his shutout, and Craig Anderson 25 saves on 26 shots. Marty Havlat for the Wild, a goal and 4 shots. Chris Stewart 6 shots for the Avalanche, and Ryan O'Reilly 4 shots. Like I said before, a perfect Wild pace game, and it wasn't Wild, believe me. That's why so many people call them the Mild. Early in the game, you knew the first goal was going to be big, and one of the keys against the Minnesota Wild, which the Avalanche did in the playoffs a couple years ago, was get up and stay up. So score a couple early goals, get them off their game, and they have a new coach, but it seems like the style hasn't changed much. So it seems to work for them. They're in the playoff line every year, but it's tough to watch if you're an opposing fan. And if you need any proof as to why Avalanche fans have a tough time watching Wild games lately, the Wild have 12 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties, well, 2 overtime losses or whatever, against the Avalanche throughout the past couple seasons. They're 12-2-2 against the Avalanche. So the Avalanche don't have a whole lot of success against the team, and it's tough to watch on top of that. So there you go. Thursday, January 28th against the Minnesota Wild at Pepsi Center. The Avalanche lose this one 1-0. Game number 53 for the Avalanche, Friday, January 29th at American Airlines Arena against the Dallas Stars. They lost this one 3-2. Jamie Benn started the scoring for the Stars, his 10th of the season at 3:18 to give them a 1-0 lead. And then 36 seconds later, Matt Duchene scored his 17th from Brandon Yip and Scott Hannon at 3:54. And Joe Sakic, anyone? This looked like a Joe Sakic goal, coming on the off wing and beating Alex Auld just underneath his blocker. A great goal by Matt Duchene, and hopefully there's plenty of more of those in his future. That was kind of fun, and not very often you get to watch a goal and say, wow, that looked like Joe Sakic, but it actually did. So great goal by him. A few minutes later, about 4 minutes later, 4 minutes and 1 second later, 7:55 in the first period, Mike Modano scored his 11th of the season to give the Dallas Stars a 2-1 lead. In the second period at 10:56, TJ Gagliardi scored his 8th of the season from Brandon Yip and Matt Duchene to tie the game at 2. And then in the third period at 7:01, Mike Modano scored his 2nd of the game, his 12th of the year, to give the Dallas Stars a 3-2 win. Craig Anderson, 28 saves on 31 shots, and Alex Auld, the Dallas goaltender, 24 saves on 26 Avalanche shots. For the Avalanche notables, Matt Duchene, a goal and assist, TJ Gagliardi, a goal and 5 shots, Brandon Yip had 2 assists, and for the Stars, the timeless Mike Modano, 2 goals and 5 shots, and Steve Ott, an assist and 4 shots. That guy that everybody hates, kind of like the Cal Clutterbucks of the world, but I'm sure if he was an Avalanche player, we'd all like him a little bit more. The Avalanche run into trouble in the first period after Ryan Stoa gets hurt. Joe Sacco decided to dress, he decided to dress 11 forwards and 7 defensemen in this game, and wouldn't you know it, during the first shift of Ryan Stoa's night, he gets hurt, so they're down to 9 forwards and 11 forwards, 7 D-men. They're down to 10 forwards and 7 D-men, so even John Michael Lyles took a couple shifts on the offensive end of the ice. So it just wasn't a very good night overall. The Avalanche obviously didn't have their A game going, but they get a chance to make up for that tonight. The Rangers are struggling, so we will see. So there you go. There's all the games since my last show. Appreciate you listening and tuning in again. And I'll be right back with the news and notes. I'll cover everybody coming up and being sent down. We got another NHL honor for an Avalanche player. I'll have your standings update. And again, I'll ask a particular beat writer to leave. I'll give you a hint, Paul Stastny alone. All right, so there's your teaser. Stick around. I'll be back in a second with all your news and notes. All All right, Avalanche fans, welcome back to the Avs Hockey Podcast. It's your home for most everything Avalanche. I'm your host, Jay Veen. This is the Scott Young edition of the show. So thanks again for your time. Thanks for tuning in. And let's go to the news and notes since my last show. January 12th, the Avalanche reassigned defenseman Derek Peltier to Lake Erie in Cleveland of the American Hockey League. And on January 15th, the Avalanche recalled defenseman Wes O'Neill from the Lake Erie Monsters. On January 16th, the Avalanche honored four-time Stanley Cup winner Claude Lemieux before the Devils game. There are three alumni nights left. And you better hurry to this next one, because as I record this, it's in about, 3.5 hours. Curtis LeCision honored tonight against the Rangers, January 31st. On February 6th, the Avalanche will honor big Avalanche favorite and Honey's favorite as well, Mike Ricci, a face only a mother could love. And on March 1st, the Avalanche will honor Valerie Kamensky before that game. So make sure you're there for those. It's always fun to go see those guys, see some old highlights, relive some old times, and good Avalanche times there. All right, on January 17th, after being a late scratch for the Devils game the day before, the Avalanche announced that forward Milan Hayduk will miss 2 to 4 weeks with knee surgery. I would expect a rested and healthier Milan Hayduk back after the Olympic break. I think they timed this perfectly, so if he needed the extra time, he could have it. He actually turned down the Olympic break, like I talked about on my last show. He actually turned down an Olympic chance, another Olympic chance with the team, with Czechoslovakia. So hopefully he'll be back and ready to go. He and Craig Anderson can to get the rest that they need during the Olympic break and come back, and the Avalanche will be even better. On January 22nd, the Avalanche placed forward Matt Hendricks on the injured reserve due to an ankle injury. He hasn't been able to put on a skate yet, from what Adrian Dater says, so that's not good news. Missing his energy and his just the attitude that he brings to the third and fourth line. So hopefully he's back sooner than later. And then on this 22nd as well, the Avalanche recalled left winger Ryan Stoa and former DU defenseman Brett Skinner from the Lake Erie Monsters in the American Hockey League. On January 25th, Avalanche goaltender Craig Anderson was named the NHL's second star of the week. He was 3-0 that week. He had a .33 goals against. For those math majors out there, that was one goal in three games played. He had a 9.88 save percentage, and for those of you math majors, again, that was two shutouts. Congratulations to Craig Anderson, looking good lately, definitely helping out the Avalanche be the team that they are, and he has been a difference maker for sure. So Craig Anderson, I believe this is the second time he picked up the NHL Second Star of the Week, so congrats to him. On the 25th as well, the Avalanche reassigned defensemen Wes O'Neill and Brett Skinner to Lake Erie in the American Hockey League. On January 28th, the Avalanche recalled defenseman Wes O'Neill from Lake Erie because Adam Foote wasn't quite ready to go with his ankle injury. And on the 28th, defenseman Ryan Wilson returned to action after missing just a couple games with a concussion suffered against the Oilers on January 18th. The next night, Adam Foote returned to the Avalanche lineup after being out the last seven games with an ankle injury suffered against the Carolina Hurricanes on January 8th. And so that was good to have him back in the lineup. Turning the page, there we go. January 30th, the Avalanche recalled left winger Justin Mercier from Lake Erie, and the Avs also announced that Ryan Stoa will be out indefinitely with a shoulder injury. So not good news, one more injury, but hopefully, as everybody has so far this year, the young guys can step up and really take care of things. Let's do some injuries, too. Sometimes these guys come back and it's not mentioned how many games they're missing, and I forgot to write down when they came back. Brett Clark came back since my last show. He had a cheek injury. He's got a huge shield on, for those of you that watch the game, so check that out. He can looks like he's got like a motorcycle helmet on or something, but that's to protect his cheek. And also, Marek Svatos came back from his groin injury. I believe this was against the Devils. And then during that same game, he suffered a chest contusion and hasn't been in the lineup ever since. So hopefully he'll be back soon. He has some confidence and some trust to earn back from the Avalanche faithful, because it's tough to watch him get hurt and have kind of a rough year. So hopefully he'll come back and make me eat some of that attitude I just showed him. All right, for your standings update, the Avalanche are 30-17-6. That's 66 points. They're second in the Northwest Division behind the Canucks, and they're sixth in the Western Conference currently. The Canucks are heating up big time. I believe they have seven straight wins as I'm speaking to you right now. And the big move from Calgary, Dion Phaneuf is now gone from the Flames. For those of you that hadn't heard yet, he was traded to the Toronto Maple Leafs, so the Avalanche will only have to deal with him once, maybe twice a season. In playoffs, we'll see, whatever. But good to see him gone, I guess, but also from what I've heard, a pretty good move for Calgary. So we'll see how that goes with their with their chemistry and see how well they deal with that. So every getting to that point of the year where every game matters, it's definitely a fun time of the year. You know, like last night was fun. So you're hoping the Leafs can hold a 3-goal lead against the Canucks and then they give up 5 straight. And let's see, you've got the Oilers who've won 1 game in their last 20, and you're hoping that they can beat the Flames and they you know, epic fail. So I don't know. Interesting time of the year. Always, well, every game counts, and they count just as much as the first game of the year. But now they're really starting. You're starting to see the implications. So keep following those Northwest Division teams. It's going to be a fight to the end, like it always is. The Wild are only, I think, 8 points behind the Avalanche now. So not a good time, as my man Peter Ruttgazer would say. Not a good time to have a 7-game losing streak. Yeah. When is a good time, dude? As I said in a tweet this week. But anyways, my time to jump on Adrian Dater, who I unfollowed on Twitter and haven't missed him since. But those of you that know him, especially when you follow him on Twitter, he's that half-empty guy. I'm definitely a half-full guy. But he rides Paul Stastny every once in a while. And this team's way better than anybody thought they were going to be. Paul Stastny is the leading scorer. He's a huge penalty kill guy. He's not your, you know, shoot-first, Alex Ovechkin, lead-the-break type player. But he gets things done. He's a setup guy, and that's his style. I know he's making a ton of money, but I'm not quite sure what you want. This team is 100% better than anybody thought they'd be, and Paul Stastny is the reason behind that. He's 23 years old. Leave him alone, Adrian Dater. And I'd love to pick on somebody else that rides Paul Stastny, and there's a few people that say, yeah, I agree, but it's Paul Stastny. He's 23. He's only going to get better and bigger and stronger and probably faster too. So Adrian Dater, you know, I just want him to leave Paul Stastny alone. Like Paul Stastny needs me to get his back. But anyways, it's my show. I can complain and whine and cry if I want to. So that's my little side note. All right, I'll be right back with the third segment. We'll cover the upcoming games, which includes just one road game before the Olympic break, and then we'll go over where you can find me and all my buddies on the internet. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Avalanche fans, welcome back to the third and final segment of the Avs Hockey Podcast. This is your home for lots of stuff, Avalanche. I'm your host, Jay Veen. This is episode number 48, the Scott Young edition of the show. As I always do in the third segment, here are your upcoming games. There are 8 games until the Olympic break, and one of those 8 games is on the road. So the Avalanche definitely have a chance to take advantage, while the Vancouver Canucks have a 14-game road trip because of the Olympics in Vancouver. I believe that includes before the break, like as of last night, all the way past the Olympics. It's 42 days total. They won't be playing in their building. And from what I've heard as well, is that they don't have even access to their building. So a lot of packing and moving. So hopefully the Avalanche could take advantage of that, and we will see how it goes. So Sunday, January 31st, tonight, the Avalanche play the Rangers at Pepsi Center, a 6 p.m. start time, and it's Curtis Lecision night. I am rocking the white 2005-2006 Curtis Lecision game-used jersey. Those of you that are huge Avalanche fans are going, he never played for the Avalanche in 05-06. He actually played in the preseason. The Avalanche honoring Curtis Lecision tonight. That'll be fun. Chris Drury in the building as well. Always fun to see him. Tuesday, February 2nd, the Avalanche will play the Blue Jackets at Pepsi Center, 7 p.m. Thursday, February 4th, the Avalanche, this is their only road game before the break, they'll play at Nashville against the Predators. That's a 6 p.m. Mountain Time start for that game. Saturday, February 6th, the Avalanche will play the Oilers. Actually, the next 5 games I'm going to talk to you about, all at home. Saturday, February 6th, against the Oilers, 8 p.m., Mike Ricci night. Go check it out. Monday, February 8th, against the Blues, 7:30 start time. Wednesday, February 10th, against the Thrashers, 7 p.m. start. Friday, February 12th, against the Coyotes, 7 p.m. And Saturday, February 13th, against the Los Angeles Kings, and that will be an 8:30 start time. So get a nap before that game. And there you go. 7 of the next 8 are at home before the Olympic break. And then after that, the next game will be Monday, March 1st. That will be Valerie Kamensky night against a team I didn't write down. But those are your games until the Olympic break. So a lot of great Olympic hockey to watch, and that'll be fun. So there's your next 8 games. All right, where can you find me on the old internets? You found me on iTunes if you're listening to this, or you know about my site already, www.abshockeypodcast.com. Special thanks to James Tapeleg-Grailian from the Rink Podcast, rinkpodcast.com, for all his help with that. And go check out his podcast, too. If you're a hockey fan, you'll love it. If you're on iTunes, I would really appreciate it if you'd leave me feedback. I just want to say thank you to HockeyRizMC99 for his feedback that he left for me on January 14th. Much appreciated, man or woman. I appreciate your kind words. And for those of you that are on iTunes and you pick me up on iTunes, please leave a comment. It makes it easier for people to find the show. So thank you so much to HockeyRizMC99. You can also find me on Facebook, the Avs Hockey Podcast Facebook fan page. Just search, if you're on Facebook, Avs Hockey Podcast. Become a fan. I would love to see you there. I'll keep you up to date between shows. Twitter, AVSHKYPODCAST. 16 characters, too much for Twitter, so I had to cut it down a little bit. But follow me on Twitter, AVSHKYPODCAST. Would love to see you there as well. A couple Twitter accounts that I think you should follow. Mike Haynes, his Twitter, let's see, Twitter handle, if you well, just his Twitter name is Voice of the Avs. No spaces in there. So follow Mike Haynes. He, for those of you that don't know, he's the TV announcer on the Altitude Sports and Entertainment Network. And also Mark Moser, the radio guy for the Avalanche. His name on Twitter is Avalanche Radio, no spaces. So follow those two guys. They'll give you the inside scoops, who's playing, who's not playing. And they even tweet in between periods. So got to give them a lot of credit for kind of picking up that game. It's kind of fun to be able to connect with them on that level. You can email me. You can email me at any time, avalanchepodcast@comcast.net. You can also leave me a message on the Facebook page. You can find me on Twitter, all kinds of places you can give me feedback just to say hi or tell me that I suck. But anyways, avalanche.nhl.com. The Avalanche Play of the Week is always live there. Usually Friday afternoon it's posted, and the voting is open till Monday. They'll have a playoff at the end of the year to decide the Avalanche Play of the Year. So go check that out. A lot of cool goals, and you can relive the week that was before and see the best goals from the week. You can also go to the avalanchetalk.com blog. My buddy Kevin Nash is busy with a baby lately. But go check out his post that he's had there so far, and I've also got a post there too, so go check out my buddy there. And like I said before, rinkpodcast.com, James Tapeleg-Grailian, my main man, go check him out as well. So that's about it. Episode number 48 is all done with, so I will see you. What I'll do is I'll probably post a show during the Olympic break sometime, and I'll cover the 8 games that are from now until then, and then we'll get going for the playoff push, and hopefully the Avalanche can turn things around. And they haven't lost 3 straight yet this year. That's me knocking on my desk, and I'm not planning on it tonight. So I'll be there tonight cheering on the Avalanche and Curtis Decision, and I know you all will be there too. So give me a couple weeks and I'll talk to you then. But until then, as always, please take care. Let's go Avs, and I'll see you guys again next time on the Avs Hockey Podcast. See you later. We'll be right back.